So where is Aussies in Hollywood on, Tara?
It's on at the National Film and Sound Archive, at our Acton headquarters, McCoy Circuit.
Okay, wonderful stuff. And how long is the exhibition on for, Tara?
So we are extended through until early 2024. I think it's February, actually.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so another year and a bit to go.
Okay, fantastic. Excellent stuff. I'll obviously get in a chance to have a look at that too, which will be a good thing. So what does the exhibition contain, Tara? What's in this exhibition?
So it's very much a, I guess, a from the 1970s onwards, not a comprehensive survey, but a survey of sorts about the Australian film industry and our success here in Australia and overseas, because, you know, we like to think about our global success a lot. The materials in the exhibition are primarily from our collection, the National Film and Sound Archives collection that we've been building since 1984, and some also special loans from our, we call them the Hollywood friends in the show, so people like George Miller and the likes, who have loaned special things for the exhibition.
Okay, wonderful. And you mentioned, of course, primarily from the 70s onwards. This signified, really, the 70s signified a rebirth for Australian filmmaking and its presentation to Australians and an overseas audience. Coincidental or not, was a decision made to feature from the 70s onwards?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I think it was really important to start in the 70s and around the Mad Max and the Ausploitation era, because that was a really great period for people just getting stuck into filmmaking and not, you know, less about the rules and regulations and just getting in there and having a go. So that really symbolises what the show's all about, is just, you know, getting into the storytelling and the craft, and not, I guess, not feeling pressured or by our maybe not I guess the funding bodies weren't such a big deal then. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it's a bit more of a time for exploration.
Indeed, it was seen by many to be new wave almost. When you look at this and you look at Australian significance in Hollywood and overseas, what's the importance of these films and these people that you are featuring? Did they make an impact, and how did that affect our culture?
Yeah, definitely. One of the important factors in the show is that there's a lot of content that you may not realise has an Australian behind the screen, you know, the scenes working to create some of the most, you know, famous Hollywood films that you've seen. So filmed by Dances with Wolves was filmed by an Australian cinematographer who won an award for that, an Oscar. So, yeah, I guess it's about re-establishing that a lot of the Hollywood films we do go and see since, you know, early on are very much Australian stories in some ways too. So, yeah, there's a lot of that within the exhibition, but then you've also got, you know, your really famous faces like your Kate Blanchett's and Nicole Kidman, who have really defined and created, pathways for younger, inspired, you know, new actors and craftswomen and men to join in and follow their dreams.
Yes, well said. And they were effectively front of shop, and the back of shop is the people like Dances with Wolves cinematographers.
Yeah, definitely. So, I love all that, you know. Knowing that all the films I didn't realise they're almost quite Australian.
Fantastic. So how important is it for Australians to see this from a cultural point of view?
Oh, well, very important because I was a curator. I think, for me, it was really about highlighting all of these incredible creatives as not just, you know, our celebrities, but also our artists. So there's a lot of you know, people in exhibition who have come from arts backgrounds and you know, use that skill to really, you know, surge ahead, you know, like people doing special effects and editing, you know, all the little behind-the-scenes roles that we often forget about are really highlights. So editors, cinematographers, production designers, you know, that kind of thing. So, yeah, I think it's that's really was my aim, is to really show how much great talent there is, and often we might gloss over it because it's commercial. So, yeah, putting it back into the front of our minds that there's some amazing artists in that industry.
Wonderful stuff, wonderful stuff. And finally, Tara, I guess the NFSA is well known for presenting to Australians an important mirror for us to look at ourselves. How important is this section of the arts for our own identity? How accurate and important is that?
Yeah, I think it's really important. I think it's very eclectic, though, and it's when you do see the exhibition, you'll see how many, you know, we're big fans of kitsch and, you know, the comedies like the Crocodile Dundees and the Muriel's Wedding, but we also have all those folklore stories like the Kelly Gang films. And one of the really important aspects of the exhibition is our First Nations storytelling section.
Yes.
So it's a real focus on people like Warwick Thornton and Rachel Perkins, who have just, you know, really changed the stage for our Indigenous voices to shine through. So I think that's a really important aspect as well, to clarify that it's Australians and Hollywood, you know, that it's almost like dynamic relationship we might have, but also that our stories are really strong, and we make them often on home soil, even the Baz Luhrmann films that he makes in Australia. So it's about celebrating, you know, the way we collaborate and the camaraderie behind that as well.
Yes, very much a reflection of Australian society in so many ways, even the parts we may not want to look at, but that's great.
Yeah, and there's darkness and lightness as well.
Yeah, that's right. That's life, eh? That's life. Right. Yeah. Thank you so much, Tara.